This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even in the best of times, it's easy to be cynical about business. You know, it's all about money and profits and getting ahead. But then after something like happened in Boston yesterday, you try to take a step back and remember that at some level, business is about something else. It's about community and people and getting by. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is in Boston for us today.
Dozens of Boston blocks are locked down so investigators can pick over potential evidence. Just outside the police barricades is a row of stores on Massachusetts Avenue. One is a flower shop called Fern, where employee Crystal Cobb Collier is sweeping up and recalling yesterday's events.
We see a rush of people coming down Mass Ave, and we were like, something's not right, because this many people would not leave the race.
She could see both people fleeing the blast and others running toward the site to help. Staffers weren't sure if their street would be accessible today, but once they knew it would open, the owner decided the store would too.
And it's been slow. It's been a slow morning. I think it's still kind of, everybody's in shock.
So why fight through blocked off streets in a transit nightmare to open up? In part, to be there for transactions without words or money. Like this one today, when a quiet man dressed in his marathon jacket stepped in.
He came in and just smelled the flowers. I guess he was just taking in that moment to thank God he made it through another day. So I didn't say anything. I just kind of let him, you know, take that moment.
A florist is a rare kind of business that serves people at their most joyous and darkest moments. The attacks turned one into the other. Flowers that might have graced bouquets for triumphant runners now await service in a memorial arrangement. Mass Avenue connects with Boylston Street, where the bombs exploded. But just beyond that is the eclectic shopping of Newbury Street and another business that opened today.
We do have it in stock. It can't be done today for obvious reasons.
Howie Rubin is general manager for Bauer Wine and Spirits, a business dating to the mid-60s. Normally, he can count on lots of popping corks after the marathon.
They're not celebrating. I don't think we're going to sell any champagne for a while.
Just a block off the blast site, Newbury Street wasn't guaranteed to be accessible today. But once Rubin found out it was, he decided to open.
You got to get life back to normal after something like that. And just to go about your daily routine and go to your stores and go to your coffee shops. People do want to get together with their friends and try and resume life as they knew it as quickly as they can.
He unlocked his door so that people can choose to have a drink as they talk out their feelings with friends. Back at the flower shop, Collier talked about the impact of being there for those in challenging times.
Being around all these living things helped.
And living people. Offering an open door and a human connection to those in difficulty is what drove many small business owners to work today. In Boston, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.